Part 3. A typical case is 14-year-old Justin of Malawi, who has to care for his 10-year-old brother and 9-year-old sister. Justin says it is very hard to find enough to eat, although he does his best to support himself and his siblings through his job carrying food for merchants. Since Justin and his siblings have no one to take them in, they continue to live by themselves in their deceased parents' home. The United Nations and its agencies, such as UNICEF, send aid workers and mobilize community-based volunteer groups to go to the homes of orphan children with daily supplies of food, money, and advice on how to spend it. The aid workers also know the necessity of encouraging the children to go to school. Children's chances of completing their education are cut in half once they become orphans. In the Ugandan village of Kalong, for example, a tragic scene that is all too common in rural villages took place. 6-year-old Nakayayune cried as the elders decided who would take custody of her 6-month-old brother and her other young siblings after both the parents had died from AIDS-related causes. In Uganda, 1/4 of all families are caring for AIDS orphans. The poverty of many rural families makes it difficult for them to take responsibility for more children. One way the United Nations helps single and foster parents to raise income levels is by fostering microcredit cooperatives in rural villages. Microcredit programs allow traditional craft makers and farmers to form cooperatives and sell more of what they produce. The increased incomes enable single and adoptive foster parents to raise their income levels so they can support orphan children. Such programs have been especially successful among single mothers. End of part 3.